show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show today. We cover career, romance, finance, relationships, personal, all the way to business. Okay, if you have business questions about your company, you're more than welcome to call, and we will try and answer that to the best of our abilities. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We do not work the weekends. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. And donate if you want to. We always appreciate that. It keeps the service going. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And be sure and push 1 to get into the queue. Now, at this time, let me bring on the station manager and my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. It's a rainy, miserable day up here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The sun isn't supposed to come out now for another week. I don't know how much more rain we can put up with. Yes, Linus, I know you get it bad on the West Coast.
Liquid sunshine here.
I know. I'm not on the West Coast. So I'm inner land, like, come on. But we did need the rain initially, but yeah, a little bit too much now. I just want to again remind everyone that it is my great grandson's 7th birthday today. Happy birthday, Keegan. Grandma and grandpa love you. Great grandma and grandpa love you very much. Yeah, he's a special little boy. He's got a special place in my heart. Like I said, I hope the rest of you are having a wonderful week. This weekend, again, I will not be on Sunday and Monday show because it's Canada Day up here in Canada, and I'm going to be enjoying some fireworks and hot dogs.
Hello. That sounds wonderful. I don't know what we'll be doing on the 4th. I have to find out it with the family and see what are we doing, or everybody going to a park or what. But yes, well, let me say happy birthday to my cousin Ronnie in Portland, Oregon. Happy birthday to you today, too. And, of course, we welcome people from around the world in the chat room on the phone. Today I'm asking everybody that's listening, because I know people call in, too, but the ones that are listening as well, a special prayer for Nina. She had to go through some things today that weren't very pleasant. And so I ask for prayers for her as peace in her spirit and mentally and physically. So that's what I'm asking for you guys today. Just remember her tonight in your prayers and pray for peace for her. Okay. I thank you. All righty. Well,
you.
If there's not any other... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Lena.
Oh, for sure. Okay, well, I guess we shall begin. I don't know how long the show is going to be tonight, but we've got callers in, and we do have a few lines open. So our first caller is area code 828. Okay, 828, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name is Debbie, and I'm in North Carolina.
Hi, Debbie.
Well, welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you. I'm glad I could get through. My
ma'am.
Question is, I've known this man for 13 years, and we haven't spoken in a long time, and we just spoke again a few days ago, and I wonder what messages you can give me about this connection.
Hmm.
What's the man's name?
Okay, what's his first name?
Sean.
Well, you know what, Sean is curious. If you're interested in dating or kind of get to know each other in a different way, a more mature way now. Yeah, he's curious. He wants to know if you're going to be interested in dating. So I guess one is a connection. And two, I believe he's single. Feels like he's single, so... I would say go for it. I'm not seeing anything negative right now. What about you, Miss Nina?
No, I'm not feeling anything at all negative about him. You know what? But I would ask him about his marital status. I have a feeling he's hiding something. I'm not sure what it is. Don't know whether he's in the process of being separated, divorced, or if he has children. But there's definitely something there. Does that make sense, Debbie?
Yeah, he's been divorced since we met. And
okay.
He's not in a relationship right now. He does have kids with his first wife.
Okay.
So
okay,
is he going to, we're not really speaking right now. Is he going to contact me?
No.
Is this going to go somewhere?
No, he's not going to contact you, but if you contact him, he would appreciate it.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's what
so
I'm getting. Anyway.
So do you see us getting together in the future?
That would depend on the communication that you two, how that
yeah.
evolves, the communication between you.
But, yeah, I know that he definitely looking for a friend right now. So, yeah, we all know that friendship sometimes leads to love. So, yeah, I would get a hold of him and just, you know, chit-chat mm-hmm. and shoot the breeze and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling. We wish you the very best mm-hmm. and have a wonderful week.
You too, my blood.
Okay. Next call, area code 973. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis, who says.
You can just put our system in place and have the offers.
Hello.
Even if you're just
hello,
started,
hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Fine. Who's this? Can you turn down? Yeah, turn down your sound in the back. Thank you very much. Okay, and who's this?
Tina from New Jersey.
Oh,
hi,
Tina. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to know whatever Spirit has for me.
Okay, you know, we got to be more specific. As in what?
Business and love.
Business? Okay. Is that your priority, is business or love?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to know?
Business?
Okay.
Business. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I got a little bit of pain at the top of my head. And I say a little bit. It was like almost like a delay for a minute, and then it's okay. Because that's why I say a little bit, just a little bit, and then it's okay, delayed. Have you and the business where you want to have your business, have you, the place that you want to purchase, have you and the owner had a conversation yet or a communication?
No, briefly, he's very busy.
Okay. He's waiting for money on your behalf, on your side. He wants
okay.
you. Okay. He wants you to come up with some money.
Okay. Yeah, he's
for
the money
business.
Guy. He's straight to the point.
Yeah. I see him looking at accounting. I see paperwork in front of him. Accounting. He wants to get rid of this business, isn't he? He's kind of determined, but he's waiting for somebody to come up with the amount of money that he wants.
Yeah.
For your location?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Have you got any investors yet?
One, but I just went to the bank today and they told me how much money I would need.
Okay. Like $300,000? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's the total of it. They said I need $100,000.
Okay, that's what I saw was $300,000. Okay. I see that's the only hang up is just the money. Other than that, you would have that location. Okay, you said you talked to one investor. Seeing anything else? No, I just see him with accounting and the money.
That's him.
So
that's
I guess
true.
One could. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, yeah, true. And I just wanted to see what else you get from my son Nigel.
Okay, we can do the second question only because you're the only one right now.
Okay.
But let's go back to the business. Nina, what
okay,
did you pick
okay.
up for business?
I'm fine with the business. That's okay. I understand. That's all it is.
No. But there isn't another
okay.
caller. That's what I'm saying. We could do it. But
no,
I wanted to know, what did she pick up on your business?
I'm not picking up anything. Now, what did you want to know about your son, Nigel?
Just anything.
Nigel.
What is... Yeah, not doing anything that Spirit wants me to know about him.
He's backing his sister 100%. Why did I get that? He said he's backing my sister 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just got just the angel just said that he's backing his sister 100%. Does he like sports? Does
yes,
he like
soccer.
Sports is his like, yeah, okay. Because I see him doing good in sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody sees him. I think, and it's like they, okay, I see him in sports, like you said, basketball, which is good, but I see like waivers, like they would bring him in, not as a pro basketball, but you know how they have the kids in school? They
uh-huh.
can be on different teams, and then when they get ready to go to college, well, they'll get looked at quicker than because they're already in the program. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
I see somebody looking at him, and he sees a promise in your son. And
okay.
so he wants to know if he's eligible to be in this program, and they will look at him because they look at kids. You know, they're grabbing – young guys now from out of high school.
Okay.
Even before they even get into college, if they're that good, you know, I guess the professional sports will spend the money on them.
Okay.
For that, so yeah, I see him doing good. Yeah, there's a gentleman that's watching him. What are you seeing, Nina?
The same as you are right now, Lennis. I'm not seeing anything different.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Okay, well, he's working on nerves, so he's going to stay with my sister for the summer. So is that okay?
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I'm not seeing any problems.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any problems.
Okay.
He comes home a couple of times, so I do see that before the end of August.
Okay.
He goes back, but he comes home a couple of times, maybe on the weekend, maybe spend time with you, it looks like, to spend some time with you, and then he goes back over to your sister's. But, yeah, there's a couple of times between now and the end of August he'll come home for the weekend. But it's to be with you. You know, spend time with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Well, we have lines open at 646-727-2914. Lines are open because, you know, if they don't open up soon, you know Nina's thing. Two-minute warning.
Yep, it is the two-minute warning.
So, hope that you guys call in. Well, next week, I know Nina's told you she'll be gone, but next week we will have, the newsletter will be out, and it's a lot of news. Wow. So you're going to be reading that blog, our blog on the website, because it's just a lot of news last weekend, this week so far. And the horoscopes will be up on YouTube as well as on the blog, so you can look forward to that. And what else? Oh, also on the YouTube, I'll be doing excerpts from my poetry book, Are You Ready? So that'll be up there too. Okay. I don't have
your book
anything
is done?
Else.
Dennis, your book is done?
Yeah, the prayers at 11:59. Yeah, I just got to organize it all together. Yeah, it's ready to go. In fact, I should have been on the air 2 or 3 weeks ago, so, but things were happening in my personal life that I didn't do it, but I will now. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of stuff coming up the first 2 weeks.
Lennis, I don't know anything about the things that go on in anybody's personal life. Now, how could that hold you back? Can you tell I'm being sarcastic?
Dealing with family. What else? Family.
Well, sometimes it's not just family. Sometimes it's politics, clubs, just being president of a club.
Politics will get you every time, too, won't it?
Yes.
But hopefully.
Everyday life seems to be politics lately. But, I'm trying. The damn drama just doesn't seem to want to let go ever. But, yeah, I'm going to try and make peace in my own life. I'm tired of this kind of stuff. I've had enough drama to last more than a lifetime since September. So, yeah, I'm letting go. People, let go of it. Let those people go that are causing the drama. You don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Nobody needs it.
Well,
okay,
that's
you know
true.
What, Lennis? The 2 minutes are up. The 2 minutes
okay.
are up.
Sounds good to me. I'll start the music.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right, the music has started. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show. Thank our callers that came in. And, we're out.
Thanks to Heather.
Okay.
Thanks to Heather and Holly for being in the chat room. Have a great week. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Good night, everyone.
All right. Have a wonderful vacation.
I will. Love you all.
All right. Love you. Love you, Heather and Holly, too.
Good night.
Night-night.
There's endless possibilities in the mood. And make your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out.